Hello, brothers and sisters. I'm Sister Ann Shields, and welcome once more to Food for the Journey. I pray you do experience being welcomed, that all of us together, by whatever means you're listening to this program, or you're right here in the radio studio, what matters is that we are united together in the Lord, that together we're listening to His Word, together we're seeking the truth. Together, we're asking God for the grace to grow. We're never alone. So remember that. When you're listening to this program or anything that draws us closer to Christ, you're united with all those who are sincerely seeking Christ like you are. So let's remember when you can that when I pray before I begin this program, and I pray that all of you, wherever you are in whatever part of the world you are, and you are listening to this program, that you may be drawn closer to Him. And that even in a certain spiritual way, the bonds of our relationship would grow. Even if we don't meet, that we together listen to His Word. There's a blessing that comes upon us that I sometimes wonder, and this is probably just daydreaming, but just thinking, what would it be like when we get to heaven? Blessed be God, and please God, we do. We get to heaven and we all meet, those of us who listen to Food for the Journey together. And what a wonderful set of stories that's going to be, beyond, honestly, sometimes beyond our imagination, the goodness of God and the way in which His Word can literally change our lives. So welcome to this program. Today we celebrate the feast of St. Albert the Great. And St. Albert the Great was a teacher, came from Germany, and he distinguished himself as a scholar. Guess who his most favorite student was, or at least a most favorite in the sense of being the most famous, was Thomas Aquinas. It's St. Albert the Great who taught Thomas Aquinas. And it tells us in the introduction in Magnificat magazine that Thomas Aquinas, we learn here more about Thomas Aquinas' instructor, that he wrote extensively on the Blessed Mother. He excelled in all areas of science, philosophy, and theology. His sermons on Mary inspired popular devotions among the German-speaking peoples. The greater and more persistent your confidence in God, he taught, the more abundantly you will receive all that you ask. Listen to that again. This is Albert the Great, Thomas Aquinas' teacher. The greater and more persistent your confidence in God, the more abundantly you will receive all that you ask. So let us ask St. Albert the Great to pray for us today, that we might understand even more the depth and the beauty and the splendor and the humility of our God, and that we might be drawn closer to Him. The opening prayer says this: O God, who made the Bishop St. Albert great by his joining of human wisdom to divine faith. He joined human wisdom with divine faith. Grant, we pray, that we may so adhere to the truths he taught, that through progress in learning, we may come to a deeper knowledge and a love of you, Lord Jesus Christ. May that be so. Let's take a look at the first reading now from the letter of Paul to Philemon, chapter 7, beginning with verse 20. This is quite a letter. This is Paul writing to Philemon now. And he begins, Beloved, I have experienced much joy and encouragement from your love, because the hearts of the holy ones have been refreshed by you, brother. Therefore, although I have the full right in Christ to order you to do what is proper, I rather urge you out of love. Being as I am, Paul, an old man, and now also a prisoner for Christ Jesus, I urge you on behalf of my child Onesimus, whose father I have become in my imprisonment, who was once useless to you but is now useful to both you and me. He really depends on this man in his imprisonment, and look what he says. I should have liked to retain him for myself, so that he might serve me on your behalf in my imprisonment for the gospel. But I did not want to do anything without your consent. Do you see how they relied on one another? They submitted to one another. They listened to one another. That takes grace, and they're receiving it. He says, I did not want to do anything without your consent, so that the good you do might not be forced but voluntary. Perhaps this is why he was away from you for a while, that you might have him back forever, no longer as a slave, but more than a slave, a brother, beloved, especially to me, but even more so to you as a man and in the Lord. So if you regard me as a partner, welcome him as you would me. And if he has done you any injustice or owes you anything, charge it to me. I, Paul, write this in my own hand. I will pay. May I not tell you that you owe me your very self? Yes, brother, may I profit from you in the Lord. Refresh my heart in Christ. Here you have one of the early apostles, and here you have St. Paul. And St. Paul went through all kinds of difficulty at a particular time in his life, and yet here he is. Here he is submitting himself to those in authority, submitting himself to others so that they might always know the truth and follow the truth, and that you don't get swayed by one's opinion and another person's pride and another person's arrogance and another person's weakness, whatever that may be. We so often we get all of that input and it becomes babble because we can't figure it out. That's when we need to go to the Lord and say, Lord, I want your will and I desire to do your will. Help me through this set of circumstances to come to know your will and follow it. And as you do, you find others that have that same sentiment. And a bond is formed there that's very, very powerful. It's not a bond that keeps people out, as new people can come, but it's people who really desire to do God's will, even if I have to take the back seat in the process. Psalm 146, blessed is he whose help is the God of Jacob. Where do you turn for help? Where do you turn for help? First of all, and in the middle of searching, and at the end, turn to God right away. The Lord secures justice for the oppressed. He gives food to the hungry. He sets captives free. He gives sight to the blind. He raises up those who are bowed down. He loves the just. He protects strangers. The fatherless and the widow he sustains, but the way of the wicked he thwarts. Brothers and sisters, don't you want to be close to him? Who else can do that for us but God himself? We're living through a very difficult time in the church. You know it, and I know it. And you wonder, what do I do about this? How do I think? Who do I talk to? First of all, you spend time with the Lord, and you ask the Lord to bring the truth to light. Don't be afraid of the truth. We want the truth in the light, and we want to know what it is that God asks of us. So you keep praying for that. That that be revealed in the church, that that be revealed in our own hearts. I'll say more about that later. Let's take a look now at the Gospel of Luke, chapter 17, verses 20 to 25. Asked by the Pharisees when the kingdom of God would come, Jesus said in reply, "The coming of the kingdom of God cannot be observed, and no one will announce, 'Look, here it is,' or 'There it is,' for behold, the kingdom of God is among you." God is present. He is the kingdom. And then he said to his disciples, "The days will come when you will long to see one of the days of the Son of Man, but you will not see it. There will be those who will say to you, 'Look, there he is,' or 'Look, here he is.' Do not go off. Do not run in pursuit. For just as lightning flashes and lights up the sky from one side to the other, so will the Son of Man be in his day. But first he must suffer and be rejected by this generation. But he will come again, brothers and sisters. He will come again. And there will be no more mourning, no more pain, no more sorrow, no more death anymore. All will be made new in him. And this is the truth. This is not a fairy tale. This is the truth. He will come again to fully establish his kingdom over the entire human creation, past, present, future. He is the Lord. He is the sovereign Lord. He will come. Are you living your life in such a way that we don't get pulled in this direction or that direction? You hear of these groups of people getting pulled that God is coming in 25 days and we have to go up a mountain and we have to stay up there and he's going to come. You have all these kinds of rumors that go around. You will know when he comes. But draw close to him now so your whole spirit becomes sensitive to him, sensitive to his word, sensitive to his promptings. That's what he wants to do, and we have to help one another. And one of the first ways we do is, as frequently as possible, receive Holy Communion. Read his word daily until God's priorities are clear in your head, and you can apply them to your daily life. Yes, we need help sometimes. But all the priorities of God are right here in Scripture. So read it every day. I'm going to say more about that in a future program. St. Albert the Great said this, and I want to close the program with this. He says, "The soul is more truly where it loves than where it gives life. Since it exists in the object loved by its own nature, by reason and will, while it is in the body, it animates only by bestowing on it an existence which it shares with the animal creation. There is therefore but one thing which has power to draw us from outward objects into the depths of our own souls, there to form an intimate friendship with Jesus. Nothing but the love of Christ and the desire of his sweetness can lead us thus to feel, to comprehend and experience the presence of his divinity." Listen to that sentence again. Nothing but the love of Christ and the desire of his sweetness can lead us thus to feel, to comprehend, and experience the presence of his divinity. The power of love alone is able to lift up the soul from earth to the heights of heaven, nor is it possible to ascend to eternal beatitude except on the wings of love and desire. God is love. Remember that. God is love. And St. Albert said, "Nor is it possible to ascend to eternal beatitude except on the wings of love and desire." Only God can fulfill the deepest hunger and longing in your life for love. We can have beautiful human love and human friendships, human marriages. We have them and they can be very, very good, but it is only in God. He is the life of the soul. He is love. Receive him. Hello, brothers and sisters. This is Sister Ann Shields, and I want to encourage you, if you would like a free copy of my booklet, Faith More Precious Than Gold, which we need right now, you can receive that by calling our 800 number, 1-800-282-4789, or you can simply go to renewalministries.net/FFJ. May God bless you.